Steve Dale's Other World on WGN. I don't know if this has ever happened to Dan Russell, our next guest. This just did happen in a river in Japan, city of Hachinohe, off Japan's northeast coast. They saw what appeared to be someone in the water. And they did what you do. They throw in a buoy. And that someone totally ignored the buoy. And from way up high, it was hard to see, then someone jumped in the water to rescue. They got out of the water what was in the water. It turned out to be an adult toy, if you know what I mean. No wonder. But they thought it was real. Has that ever happened, Dan Russell, on any of the Chicago City cruises?
Good afternoon, Steve. Great to be here with you today. Thank you for having me, as always. No, I can't say that that was happened, Steve.
Good.
Many years ago, there was a haunted barge on at the end of Navy Pier, and there was a storm, and some of the props and things actually spilled into the lake, and it kind of had a similar effect because there were spooky monsters and things like that. So folks felt like there might be monsters in the water or something, but that's about as close as I can claim to.
There's an idea. Could be a ghost cruise.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm always trying, as you know, to think of ideas for new cruises, but let's talk about what's happening.
You're very entrepreneurial.
Yes, I try. So we're talking about what's going on right now. So first off, before we talk about July 4th weekend, we talked to you, I don't know, about 3 months ago as you were launching once again. Yay.
Yes.
How's it going?
Yeah.
Are people, and you have a variety, we should explain, everything from the Sea Dog to a dinner cruise, and I'm missing a bunch. I mean, there are a variety of platforms in which you go out on the lake and the Chicago River.
Right, absolutely. Well, our company operates coast to coast. We're called City Experiences and City Cruises. And we operate from California to New York, and we've got a very large operation, long-term operation down at Navy Pier and the Chicago River. And just like you said, Steve, very good. We operate sightseeing cruises on all of our Sea Dog speedboat rides up and down the river for architecture, our signature lake speedboat ride, and then, of course, Sea Dog Extreme, which is this really souped-up jet boat that we take out there, and it does 360s and spins. It's great on a summer day that's nice and hot. And then on all of our cruise ships, the Odysseys and the Spirits, we offer lunches, brunches, dinners, of course, special occasions, cocktail cruises, things like that, for groups like corporate groups or weddings or proms, right on through to individual parties of 2 to 20 going out to celebrate your mother's birthday or a special anniversary. We're all about special occasions on our vessels, and that's really what we specialize in. Folks going out to celebrate, you know, the most precious moments of their lives and doing it on one of our wonderful vessels in front of, I think, the most beautiful skyline in the world. I think you probably agree.
I do.
That you really don't ever forget, whether you're out on the lake or going up and down the river. It really is very special to be out there.
So how's it? Are people coming back on the boats?
Yes, they absolutely are. The demand is very strong. We are thrilled for all of Chicago residents and visitors and friends to see all of these restrictions lifting and people feeling safe again as the vaccines, you know, take hold and really wanting to get out and enjoy, you know, the best summer city in America by getting out down to the pier, getting out on the water, celebrating with family and friends, you know, the summer that we all embrace so much here in Chicago. And we really weren't able to do that last summer. And so now we're able to, and it just feels great. And our guests are calling in, you know, in great numbers. And we're thrilled to see that and accommodate them with every available cruise that we have.
Now, some of those available cruises, as you described, like a floating restaurant. We talked last week to a restaurateur who said, and Anna DeVlantis has talked about this on the radio. John Williams has talked about this, I've heard. And I know Steve Bertrand. So everyone's talked about it, and that is but the restaurants and some other businesses as well just can't find the people to work. Are you having the same issue?
Yes, we are. You know, when you're closed for as long as the hospitality industry was in Chicago and really all of North America, you know, it just takes time to reengage with your crew, with your staff, and bring back, you know, the numbers that it takes as the demand, you know, increases. This is unprecedented territory for all of us. and we're all working through this together. It's certainly a challenge, but it's a good challenge to have with everybody reopening and really being able to do outreach and get folks back to work again, making good money for their families and serving guests, you know, throughout Chicagoland in this wonderful hospitality industry of ours. So,
we're not We're not a help wanted service, but if folks are interested, where can they go?
Well, absolutely. You can go right to our website. Thank you, Steve, to cityexperiences.com, and just go to the Chicago section. And there's an entire page there about careers, everything from summer jobs as a server or a deckhand right on through to full-time careers in management and sales and marketing, accounting and finance, and all of the different disciplines that go into making our business run. They are all right there. And we'd encourage anybody with any interest to please come on. And we're doing job fairs every 2 weeks down at the pier. You can come down and see the boat and interview with the managers and really get signed up right away.
Really?
If it's a good fit. Yeah. So it's they're really fun to do. And all of the information is on our website to do that and come on down and join the team. We'd love to have anybody who's got an interest in the water and hospitality come join our crew.
Is one of the perks free Dramamine?
Well, it's not an official perk, but we certainly would address anything
okay.
like that.
So you said special events. A big special event is coming up, and that is July 4th. Are you planning anything? And by the way, we'll talk with Navy Pier about not only after this conversation. We're not going to talk with Navy Pier. We'll talk with someone who is representing Navy Pier. It would be very difficult to talk with Navy Pier. They have lots, not only for that weekend, but for the entire summer that we'll hear about. But how about you for July 4th?
Yeah, so we have a full slate of cruises going out throughout the weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It's a wonderful holiday weekend just in general, and certainly celebrating the birth of our nation is a very special and sacred holiday for all of us, and we will have all of our normal sightseeing on Sea Dog, all of our dining cruises on the river and the lake going out, and we're very, very excited for the city to celebrate, you know, the 4th of July. The city is working on, you know, the fireworks schedule. Navy Pier, as they'll tell you, is not doing fireworks over the 4th of July, but the city is looking very closely, you know, at doing that. We are expecting an announcement to that end, you know,
to
hear more.
Back up. It seems like you know something that we don't, so I'm going to push you on that just a little bit. Have you heard that the city is indeed? Because the city has said, no, we're not ready. We didn't plan, blah, 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 blah. We didn't budget, blah, 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 blah. But it turns out maybe you're hinting that the city is going to do something.
Well, I know the city, and I think we're all seeing this, is very excited to reopen. We were the first of the largest cities in America to fully reopen back in the middle of June, and they're very excited. And we consider City Hall, the mayor's office, all of the city council to be great partners, and they are very excited to see the city open again. And so it's really a balance, though, because we're just coming out of this, and you've got to be cognizant of crowds and things like that, and so they are carefully I'm sure working through the situation. So, you know, there's a little bit of hope, I guess, in my comments, but I do maintain hope that the city may just come through with a surprise for us, but I'm going to defer to them. They have been very good about announcing things, and you know, we'll see what comes, but we're hopeful for that.
Sounds like you know something we might not know.
I really don't. Nope.
I don't know. A texter, and by the way, you could text 312-981-7200, wants to know if your crew is vaccinated. That's a good question, a fair one.
You know, our crew is slowly getting, I shouldn't say slowly, many of them are getting vaccinated, just like many in the general public are. We have not made that a requirement yet on our dining cruise vessels, our overnight cruises. You know, that is in play. For other reasons, but on the dining cruises, it's not a requirement as of yet.
Okay.
And
we're going to be talking with an expert on all of that a little later in the program, Dr. Peter Hotez, to learn more about the variety of cruises that are offered by City Cruises. I know there's a website.
You just need to log on and go to cityexperiences.com and click Chicago, and everything we do this weekend, the 4th of July weekend, and throughout the summer is all right there. And again, we've got a lot of folks reaching out to us, and we're just so happy to see so many Chicagoans getting out and about again. And Seeing those happy, smiling faces celebrating their special occasions. It's really it's just terrific to be a part of.
Yeah, so we're here on the 18th floor right along the Chicago River where the WGN studios are, and I have dined in a variety of restaurants right on the Chicago River. And I will tell you, the river seems to be as busy as it was 2 years ago at this time of year. I mean, it's back. And maybe even, I'd argue, maybe even busier. And that is so good to see. It really is. And there you go now. You're going. I'm waving at you. Can you see me?
You know what? I'm not on the vessel right now, Steve. But
radio is supposed to be. It's supposed to be
theater. Have to wave back.
It's supposed to be theater of the mind. That's okay.
That's right. That's right.
Dan Russell.
We really appreciate your support. And we'll wave to you every time we go by, my friend.
You should. You should give the royal wave to WGN when you come by. That should be obligatory for everyone traveling in any of your vessels. Dan Russell, Chief Operating Officer, City Cruises, thank you.
Thanks so much, Steve. Have a great day. Have a great weekend.